All of our patrons will automatically qualify for our exclusive prize draw. At the end of the season, 8 of them will be randomly selected and written into one of the thrilling chapters of season 5. To enter, click the link in our description and sign up as a patron today.
There's something so sweet and innocent about a child's little hands and feet. We have evolved to find the characteristics of the youth cute, leading to an urge to protect them and want them around, ensuring the continuation and expansion of our species. Even those who do not feel these feelings about other children do so regarding their own families. At the very least, the childlike form of an animal is considered the cutest in their youth, evoking that very same instinct. Perhaps this is why children are so frequently used in horror, teasing that innocence amongst the darkness of the world that they are yet to fully understand, evoking a strong reaction of fear inside us as our instincts fight to protect them. However, there is another level to the children of scary stories, which again plays on their innocence and softness. On this level, it is the children themselves that we have to fear, evoking a somewhat wolf in sheep's clothing narrative to tease our subconscious even further. It morphs our instincts to protect a child into something that tells us to run from it. My name is Luke Mordew, and this modern myth is the Black-Eyed Children. For hundreds of years, there have been tales of dark creatures hiding in plain sight under the guise of a humanoid figure. On occasions, they take the form of an average person. However, more often than not, they hold telltale signs that they are not what they seem, instead being something outside of our known reality. One famous report of the Black-Eyed Children sums up their existence quite well, and goes as follows. In a snow-covered town in the middle of nowhere out in Vermont, an elderly couple comfortable in their home were suddenly disturbed by the sound of 3 loud knocks on their front door. They opened it to witness 2 children standing in the shadow, a young boy and a young girl. They found it odd that the children remained looking forward in the shadows of the cold night, refusing to look up at the elderly couple that had opened the door for them. One of them, still looking forward, finally spoke with the words, "Our parents will be here soon. May we come in?" Something seemed off about this entire event. Where had they come from? Why did they look so pale and white? Why were they acting so strange? Overall, these could have easily been 2 lost and frightened children wandering in the darkness of the bitter snow. And so, of course, the elderly couple let the youths inside. The children sat on the sofa whilst the woman wandered into the kitchen to make some hot cocoa to warm them up, hopefully inside and out. The husband, he sat on the armchair across from the children, watching them curiously. He asked them questions in an attempt to break the ice, although the children never said a word in response. They stared at the ground in front of them, whilst the cat began to hiss and scowl with its hair rising. The woman finished making her hot drinks and carried them into the living room on a tray, curious by the horrifying sounds of her furious and terrified feline. The moment she entered, she opened her mouth to softly ask, "Who wants cocoa?" However, before she could, she froze. The children had finally turned their heads, looking up at her as she entered the room, and what she saw shocked, horrified, and mystified her already wary mind. The children's eyes were jet black, as dark as a starless universe, devoid of all light. Unfazed by her shock, the otherworldly children asked, "May we use the restroom?" The woman watched herself in the reflection of the blackness in their eyeballs and nodded her head as they got to their feet and slowly headed up the hallway towards the bathroom door. She paced forward, placing the now shaking tray onto the coffee table to ensure that she did not drop it, before turning to her husband with the words, "Did you see their eyes?" As she turned, she noticed her husband was sitting forward, his face hidden in his hands, as if trying to avoid all he could see. Over the slight murmur of the cat's scowl that still emitted from the corner of the room, he lowered his hands, revealing the thick redness of blood pouring from his nose and around his mouth and fingers. At this, the cat suddenly stopped all sound, and the lights that released their warm orange glow flicked off into the darkness. The woman's skin crawled as the air grew colder in the sudden shadow that engulfed them. She turned and began to walk in search of the children, unsure on the events that were unfolding. But the moment she reached the hallway, she spotted them, standing on the other end, simply watching her in the faint glow of the moonlight outside. Before she could ask if they were okay or what was happening, they opened their mouths to speak, simply saying, "Our parents are here." The haunting, black-eyed children slowly stepped forward, passing her as if she was not there at all. They ventured straight to the front door behind her, before opening it and stepping out into the cold once more. She crept up the hall, following them, unsure what had just happened to her and her husband. As she reached the doorway, she spotted two men standing at the end of the drive as the children slowly approached them. These men were very tall, pale and slender, staring back at her in the glow of the moon that reflected against the snow beside a dark car. She raised her hand to politely wave, ensuring that they understood that she meant no harm, partly hoping to see some indication that they meant no harm. Instead, they turned, seemingly unfazed by her presence, as they got into the car before driving off into the night and disappearing for good. The woman stood in the chilled air for a moment, frozen in shock. She only snapped out of her trance once the streetlights in the house around her flickered on. The warm atmosphere of their home had returned in an instant, as if nothing had happened. It was the last time either of the elderly couple would witness the dark emptiness of those children's eyes. Although, this was not the end of the dark mystery. Over the next few weeks, their cat had vanished. This was alongside two others in the area, with a fourth being found dead, lying in a pool of blood in the snow. Her husband's nosebleeds continued until he finally made his way to the doctor's, where he was unfortunately diagnosed with a very aggressive form of skin cancer. Although the darkness of those children's eyes had not returned, it has seemed that the darkness they had brought with them would remain in the air for some time to come.
If you've been listening to my show for some time now, you'll have most likely noticed that there's large gaps between seasons. I often receive comments, messages, and emails from listeners requesting our return, and I do sincerely wish that these gaps could be shorter. You see, when delving into the captivating tales of folklore and urban legends, there's a lot to uncover, and it's extremely important to me that we maintain our standard of accuracy. But this takes time. I create this content and release it for free, and this won't change. But the show does require support. So if you love what we do and you want to be part of Urban Legends' continued expansion, then you can join us over at Patreon by following the link in our show notes. Through Patreon, you can spare as little as £3 a month to support the show and ensure its longevity. As a Patreon supporter, you'll receive each new chapter the Friday before its official release date every week, giving you early access. On top of this, there'll be no ads, and you'll also receive a private podcast feed just for you. You'll also receive a discount code for all of our upcoming merchandise and have access to behind-the-scenes looks into our progress. You'll also have access to our group chat on the Patreon app, where you can talk to myself and others about all things folklore. And to show my gratitude, I'll personally thank each of you at the end of every chapter. The minimum cost of a subscription is less than a cup of coffee. However, I'm running this through a honor system, giving you the opportunity to give more if you wish and are able to do so. So please do give what you can. If you can't do that, or if you want to know what more you can do, then please do leave us a rating on Spotify, a review on Apple Podcast, or anywhere else you listen to our show. The more we grow, the faster these turnarounds will be. You can find out more and join us by following the Patreon link in our show notes and clicking join. So come with us and let's uncover the mysteries of urban legends together. But for now, back to the legend. We often use our eyes to emphasize our emotions, intentions, wills, and ambitions. Eye contact is considered essential by many, but it also creates an uncomfortable unease amongst others, who avoid it at all costs. The psychological importance of our eyes seems to be one reason, if not the main reason, why strange and unusual eyes either terrify or entice us. The white part of the human eye is called the sclera, and comprises around 5/6 of the eye's surface, with every race around the world keeping this consistent trait. Those who have claimed to have met the black-eyed children have said that their eyes are not only black in the pupil and iris, but also across the sclera, like black marbles resting under the eyelids. The legend of the black-eyed children is relatively contemporary, aging around 30 years or so ago, with claims suggesting that sightings have occurred since the 80s. Although the earlier sources of such creatures date back to 1996, in postings written by Texas reporter Brian Bethel on a ghost-related mailing list. This urban legend is very much North American-based, with most of the tales stemming from the shores of the US. The children are consistently described as pale, with black eyes, reportedly seen hitchhiking or begging, occasionally even encountered on the doorsteps of residential homes, commonly understood to be creatures that resemble human children between the ages of 6 and 16. The reporter, Brian Bethel, has told stories of his encounter with two such children in Abilene, Texas, and has claimed that a second person had a similar, unrelated encounter in Portland, Oregon. These claims of Bethel have grown to now be regarded as classic examples of creepypasta. They've grown so much in popularity that he has now published an FAQ just to keep up with the demand for more info about the new urban legend. Whilst maintaining his belief that the experience was real and his stories are legitimate. In 2014, the British tabloid Daily Star ran three sensationalist front-page stories about various sightings of black-eyed children, often connected to selling a supposedly haunted pub in Staffordshire in the UK. The paper would claim that there had been a shock rise of sightings around the world, with ghost hunters taking on the notions of the black-eyed children as something to be taken seriously. Many believers hold several theories as to the origins of these creatures, suggesting that they may be ghosts, vampires, demons, or extraterrestrial beings. Science writer Sharon A. Hall searched but couldn't find any authentic documentation of black-eyed children encounters at any time,
concluding that these tales are ghost stories with no initial legitimate encounter to inspire them. Regardless of this, Ethel and many others worldwide are believers in the existence of these black-eyed children. Now, recorded sightings are documented worldwide as the urban legend grows from dark adolescence into adulthood of a tale. In his original report, Bethel explained that he was out late one evening in his vehicle. He had stopped in a parking lot near a movie theater to write up a check, unaware that two young boys had approached his vehicle during this action. The older of the two mysterious children tapped on the glass to get his attention. As if by instinct, at the sight of two seemingly innocent kids, Bethel began to unwind his window to check if they were okay. He would later explain that the moment the window opened, he was hit with an overwhelming sense of soul-wracking fear, as it took over him in a way that he could never fully explain or understand. The older boy explained that they had wanted to catch a movie, but had forgotten their money at home, asking if Bethel could give them a ride back home. They assured him that it would not take long, and that he should not be worried because they were only children and did not have a gun. Bethel found this assurance an unnerving and strange comment, rather than a helpful and soothing one. He explained that the last movie would have already started, meaning that it would be nearly over by the time they got back. He apologized and turned away from the boys, finally breaking eye contact for the first time. But as he explains it, it was only now that he had broken the trance-like stare he found himself in, that their eyes had changed, morphing to the jet black that they would later be famous for. At this stage, the boy had grown frustrated, claiming that he needed to give them a ride and that they could not enter his car unless he said it was okay. Frightened and confused, Bethel sped out of the parking lot, leaving them behind in the darkness they'd appeared amongst. To this very day, Bethel still holds claim to the validity of this story. And since then, the rise of the black-eyed children has continued.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit urbanlegendsfolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, and join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.